Welcome back to another edition of the American Cattleman Podcast. My name is Dustin Hector, and I'm glad you're joining us today. Just ahead, we have the publisher of the American Cattleman, Gail McKinney, and he sits down with Billy Law, the director of Big Country Toys. Throughout the conversation with Billy, he will share his background and how he ended up at Big Country Toys. He will share how Big Country Toys got started and their background. He will close with the discussion of the core line and their branding strategy at Big Country Toys. What a great interview, and we hope you enjoy it. But first, a word from our sponsor, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one, or two. Visit shortyshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Before we kick it over to Gail, I wanted to share with you some quick industry news. In case you missed it, in the middle of March, the USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the finalization of a rule that would solidify voluntary Product of USA labeling claims. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association has worked tirelessly to clarify years of confusion at the consumer level regarding the labeling of U.S. beef products. Starting in 2017, USCA's director, Emeritus Leo McDonald, held a nationwide fundraising effort of cattle producers from across the country that initiated federal rulemaking to close the loophole created by the 2015 repeal of mandatory country or origin labeling. The final rule announced a request made by the USCA in a petition for rulemaking submitted to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service in 2019. McDonald stated, "This announcement takes the necessary steps to bring back truth in labeling. Consumers will no longer be misinformed when purchasing meat that is labeled as Product of the USA. It is rewarding to see the department move in the right direction, and this is great news for consumers and producers alike." Now, a quick word from our sponsor, Rawhide Portable Corrals.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable. Built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Now here is Gail McKinney.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. My name's Gail McKinney, and I'm the publisher of American Cattleman. And I'm pleased to have you join us once again for this episode. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to be talking toys. Today's guest is Billy Law, director of Big Country Toys. Billy, welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast.
Thank you, Gail. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is fun. We've watched you guys closely and seen you at the shows and such great products. So this is going to be great. And we're going to talk toys here in just a few minutes. But let's just talk about you a little bit. And if you could get everyone, you know, kind of familiar with your background and how you found your way to Big Country Toys.
Sure. I was born and raised in Southwest Arkansas, Magnolia, Arkansas, to be specific. Really small town. Lots of farming going on down there. In 2007, I moved to Northwest Arkansas, home of the Razorbacks, if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah.
And my background is in design and marketing, and I have print production, CPG, retail display, all that experience, because if you're familiar with Northwest Arkansas, the largest retailer in the world is here. And so retail just kind of... it's kind of king around here. And so I gained a lot of experience with retail and store displays and working for, you know, that large retailer. And about 2 years ago, I had this opportunity to join Big Country Toys as a director of marketing, and I just jumped on it. It looked exciting, and I have a background in the industry, not directly, but just growing up in Southwest Arkansas in a rural town, and with farming and cattle and, you know, hunting, fishing, all the small town country things. So it was kind of a perfect fit for me to just step in and take my experience in building a brand and taking over the marketing for Big Country. And then this past January, our CEO, Richard Berry, he thought I would be a good director for Big Country Toys. So I was promoted to director in January, and the last few months I've been kind of running the ship here. It's been good
for you. Yeah, great background. Congratulations, well deserved. And yeah, it just sounds like you. It was kind of tailor made. Kind of. Yeah. Your background just made it work.
I think so.
Billy, can you go into the history of Big Country Toys? You know, how it began and just a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So in 2013, Big Country Toys was founded, and it was founded by a fellow named Greg Hewitt, and he was enjoying retirement from the poultry industry. And one night, Greg and his wife were sitting at home in their living room, and they were watching their son play with his farm toys, his farm and ranch toys, vehicles, playsets, animals. And the scale of all the toys was different. So the animals didn't fit in the trailers. The trailers had trouble connecting to the trucks, and the fence panels weren't the same scale as the animals. So everything just looked a little awkward. And he actually had his toy horse on top of the horse trailer because it wouldn't fit in the back door of the horse trailer. And so Greg, he just kind of had a light bulb moment. And that was like, he just found his purpose kind of in that moment. And so he developed a collection of same scale vehicles, playsets, animals, and they're all 1/20th scale. All of the trailers are compatible with all of our trucks. Our trucks have both gooseneck and bumper trailer connectors. So all the trailers are compatible. You can mix and match. All of our animals fit inside our stock trailers, and everything is just cohesive and expandable. And here we are 11 years later, and we've grown quite a bit. And the entire time, we've just tried to remain true to the values that the farm and ranch community have, you know, lived by for, you know, generations, like wholesome, genuine, honest, reliable, you know, authentic. So here we are.
So I was looking online, and it looks like Greg wrote some books too.
He sure did. Yep. He wrote a collection of children's books. They are faith-based life lessons in each of the books. And the animals inside the books are actually based on actual animals from his farm right here in Northwest Arkansas. So cool. There's Bud the Appaloosa horse. There's Scarlet the Red Angus. There's Way the Australian Shepherd. There's Timmy the pig. And so there's just a collection of these animals that he started as something relatable, you know, because it's a family owned business and he wanted to be more approachable to his customers. So he kind of invited Big Country Toys customers and their kids into his farm with all of these characters. And so we've just expanded on that, and we've really leaned into those characters, and we're developing more items, more plush. We're getting into the squishy pillow space with these characters from the books. And it's just, we've just kind of taken it and ran with it. And it's been awesome.
That's just great. Well, Billy, that's a great lead in. You got a wide product line, from the play sets to the remote control, and maybe just talk through that. And then let's visit too a little bit about the branding.
Sure. So our core line, and just the way the company started, was 1/20th scale vehicles, play sets, and animals. Soon after that, Big Country Toys expanded to plush, children's books, riding toys, remote control tractors. We have a riding toy. It's actually called our Lil Bucker Bull. That thing has gone viral on TikTok twice, and it has been featured by ESPN, and it is by far our best seller and probably always will be, to be honest. That thing is amazing. We set that thing up at trade shows and kids come by, and that's the best demonstration we have, is these kids just loving bouncing on these riding toys.
Sure is, so, because I was at NCBA and I took one home for my grandson.
Well, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. And we have licenses with all of the key brands in the industry: Ford, Ram, Chevy, GM, Sundowner Trailers, Mossy Oak, Polaris, PRCA, excuse me, Pro Rodeo, and obviously we have to have PBR. So we have a license with PBR. And what's cool about that is we are actually PBR's number two product vendor. And we learned that last year. So we just, based on volume, we're number two when it comes to licensees for PBR. And we are expanding that license. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up with PBR. Right now we have some bull figurines, famous bulls like Sweet Pro's Bruiser, like Smooth Operator. And we're expanding that. We're creating more play sets. We've got some other exciting things with PBR in the works, and we're just kind of going, you know, full speed ahead with PBR, and it's going to be exciting.
So, Billy, how with research and discovering new products, how does that work? I'm assuming you have a department for that, and maybe customer ideas, and go into that a little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have a form on our website actually for product suggestions. So we're always looking for new ideas, new accessories that we can create for our tractors, new things that we can put in a play set. We're always looking for new ideas. So we're open to suggestions, and we love it.
Everyone, we're talking with Billy Law today. He's the director of Big Country Toys. And Billy, it looks like to me, you know, you can order online, but you've got an extensive network of retail stores out there selling your product.
We sure do. We are in stores, you know, everything from, you know, your small mom and pop feed stores all the way up to mass retailers with, you know, hundreds of locations. So we're open to any avenue and channel to get our toys in front of kids. And not just, you know, country kids, but we're trying to get in front of kids who just want to use their imagination and play with, you know, farm animals.
Sure.
Kids in the inner city have just as much fun on our riding toys as kids who have actually been on a bull. So it's, for us, it's just as important to get in front of the kids who aren't as familiar with our products as it is to get in front of the ones who are. So we're open to all channels. We're pretty active on social media. We have a good social media presence. We like to do promotions and campaigns that our customer base can actually engage with. Recently, we did a kind of a March Madness promo where we took our top 8 selling items from last year and we created a bracket. And we just did a fan vote. March Madness tournament with our top 8 items. And of course we have a plush Highland bull that's super fuzzy and it's about 13 inches long. And that one won the tournament. It beat out the twice viral Lil Bucker bull. So that was a bit of a surprise to us, but that's the fun of a fan vote.
Yes, it is.
And we also have, We're in retailers in all over the U.S. We're in Canada. We're in South America. We're in Australia. And we even have a retail store that carries our products in the Netherlands.
Oh,
so
wow.
we're growing all over the place, and we're open to all of it.
Yes, you are. Hey, so Billy, I really like that premise of you know, non-farm kids enjoying and
right.
the toys, and it's you know, that's a big thing in the livestock industry right now, is that there are so many people who are remote from the agricultural process. It used to be, you know, almost everyone knew about farming and at least knew someone who farmed or had a grandparent who farmed or were involved in it. And now that's 2, 3, 4 generations removed. So what a great thing. I had never thought about that. You know, we can educate those non-farm kids through great realistic toys like yours.
That's right. And brands like PBR and Polaris, they've done a great job paving the way. So we're just kind of hopping on their backs and trying to take advantage of that, the path that they've already paved for us.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Billy, would you like to, you know, I know folks can go on to the website, but do you want to provide some contact information, maybe both for some potential dealers wanting to sell your products, but for then a consumer contact too?
Sure. Our website is pretty easy, just www.bigcountrytoys.com. We have a retail store locator if you want to find our products in a store near you. We sell all of our products on our website. We sell our products on Amazon. We're on, you know, Walmart.com. We have wholesale information on our website. You can download a catalog and you can reach out to us directly if you're interested in selling our products. But I think the easiest way to reach us about being a potential customer is to send an email to orders@bigcountrytoys.com.
There you go. Billy, thank you. What a great company and what a fun lineup of products. I just enjoyed this immensely.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. I enjoyed it as well.
Thanks, Billy. Everyone, that's Billy Law with Big Country Toys. Check them out on social media and at www.bigcountrytoys.com. Thank you again, everyone, for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Tell your neighbors and friends about us. Take care.
A big thank you to Billy Law from Big Country Toys for taking time to chat with us today. Also, special thanks to our sponsors, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery and Rawhide Portable Corral. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. For more information or to listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, www.americancattleman.com, or check us out on social media simply by searching American Cattleman. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine. And you know what? That's it for today. But until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.